This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
You can't define me no more as a black man. You can't define me no more as a male man or a female person. You can't define me. You can only define me by Jesus. My identity is Jesus, and that is what's under attack. He wants to attack your identity in Jesus. He can't get you. He can't see. The devil ain't gonna sit back and just let you walk around with your identity in Jesus.
No matter where you are on your personal journey, the Word of God can reach you. At work or simply needing to hear from the Lord, tune in to World Changers every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Text WATCH NOW to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about services and stream times. We're in this together. No matter where we are World Changers. See you online.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
It's Acts 17:28-29. Please understand what I'm saying. It was through the faith that was in Christ Jesus, is what he's saying here. The faith that is in Christ Jesus, that is possessed, that is embodied by Christ Jesus, the reflection of God's faith. Paul is not saying that we are sons because of our faith in Christ Jesus. Acts 17:28-29, for in Him we live, in Him we move, in Him we have our business, our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also, what? His offsprings, verse 29, for as much then as we are the offsprings of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stones or graven by art and man's devices and stuff that came from his stuff. To tell you the truth, we have always been sons. It was His doing, not ours, that made us sons. We came from Him. He is our daddy. Okay, so here go the Christian folks. Not if you're not saved. Please understand, the whole world has access to all of the gifts that have been made available to mankind. What's the only thing standing between them and the gift? The only thing that was standing between us, we accepted Him. So we are accessing, we are taking a hold or laying a hold of what we realize now that is ours. We're accepting the gift. What's the only difference? The only difference is everything that He made available for all us here in church, He made available to everybody in the club. So what's the deal? They're not accepting it in the club. But you know what? They will. You know why? Because you and me, and more than that, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost saying, all right, so you won't accept it. So now I got a way already planned. The path has already been planned. You say you ain't gonna accept it here, but I already got the path. I know what you got to move. I know where you're gonna be at the day you realize that you want to accept me. I already know. So go ahead, but I got this thing covered. You're gonna want me. You're gonna want what I got. You're gonna need what I got. You're gonna get tired of what life is dealing to you. And once you get tired of that, I'm gonna be whispering in your ear, hey, I got something better. Hey, it's already done. It's already finished, it's completed, it's done. It's a gift. Let me give you a gift. Everybody like gifts? Let me give you a gift. Let me give you a gift. But the issue is, as simple as what I just explained to you, religion has made it hard. Religion's made it so hard, and with it, religion has put the threat of hell and the fear of death. And then consequently, with the threat of hell and the fear of death, thing you fear the most comes upon you, and all of the stuff happens, and people end up dying without accepting a free and gracious gift because they kept going to the church. It's like a drug pusher. We just give you a little taste, so you keep wanting more of the same bad stuff. Why do you keep going to that church? Because my mama went there. Where your mama at? She dead. I have nothing else to do in this life. I have done everything I want to do. I could leave the earth today and say, what a ride. But every time I think about y'all, and the religious journey that I've gone through with others, and the condemnation, coming to church condemned, coming to church and get more shame from the pulpit. The sermon shamed me. They preach on fatherhood and they tell me how bad of a father I am in so many words by talking about all the things I needed to do. And they say, none of me by God trying to help me, and God gonna help me, and God got this planned out, this you just going to hell. You a bad father, you ain't no good, God don't like ugly. And I just was condemned and just beat myself up, and I'm just trying, Lord, I'm just trying, Lord. And then you try, and then you don't slip up, but you cuss somebody out. And cause you condemned and shamed in church, and you just, you know, you're human, so you gotta release this, and you're supposed to deny you're human. You ain't human. You are human. You are human. Then you deny your emotions, like you're not supposed to have emotions. You do have emotions. You have emotions. You get sad, you get happy. Then they tell you you can't even be sad at your mama's funeral. Because if you're sad at your mama's funeral, then you ain't got no faith. I just, I was like, you know what? I'm over this. That's just several times I thought, well, you know what? Maybe the atheist has got it better than some of this. This stuff don't even make no sense to me. I'm just tired. I think I got it, then something else come up. And then time and energy come up. And then, well, you need to confess the word. Well, what do I need to confess? And then I write it down. And then that wasn't enough. So I wrote another page down. Then it wasn't enough. Now I got 5 pages of confession. I'm gonna be late to work. I have all these confessions I gotta think. And then I talked to God. Then it wasn't enough to talk to God. Now I got to talk to God for 1 hour. I'm like, well, where that at? You know, well, should you not pray for 1 hour? Okay, well, that's what he said. And, you know, so I'm going to pray for 1 hour. And then I get up some morning, I'm tired because I went to bed at midnight that night. And I got up and I set my clock for 1 hour. And I said, Abla Hasrakhra. Oh, da 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 ba. And then I got up some morning and I got to going, da 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 ba, sa da 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 da. I'm like, ooh, boy, I'm getting this thing. I'm in the spirit. Look at the clock, ain't but 2 minutes went by. I'm like, it's. And then finally one day, God was like, you know, I told him, I said, I just got to be honest with you. If I can't be honest with you, who I'm going to be honest with? And I went to God and I said, I don't enjoy this prayer time. And you know what he said? Me neither. Because God don't want you to have to pray out of you got to. He wants you to pray out of I want to. He don't want you to give out of I got to. He wants you to give out of I want to. He don't want you to love out of I got to. He wants you to love out of I want to. He wants a desire from you to want him, to want to do him. And he wants to work on you and to give you the delight of your life so you can live life till in abundance to the full until it overflows. That's the kind of God life he wants you to have. But you can't have it because you're too entrenched and stuck into religious law and tradition. And you tired. You tired like I was when I, you know, we used to have, you know, morning service, then we had to come back for evening service. And we had Tuesday night Bible study and Wednesday night Bible study, Friday night something and Saturday something. And I said, I had to do all of that if I'm going to get to heaven. If you want to see Jesus, you know, 99 and a half won't do.
You gotta make 100. I wasn't making no 100, never. I wasn't never making no 100. Sometimes I'm making 50. Pastor called me one evening. He said, "Said you come back to church?" I said, "No." He said, "Come on, son, just this one time." I said, "I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I didn't know serving Jesus was so hard. I'm tireder after Sunday than I am after work." And I was believing God for some shoes because they said the faith stuff will work. The best thing I did is I just forgot about it. I said, whatever. If God wanted to bless me with some shoes, he'll bless me with some shoes. If not, then I'll just figure out, give me some money and go and buy me some. And the only person who remember this is Ken when I had put plastic on a rainy day. Didn't you have some holes in your shoes too? It was just, we both had holes, right? I'm so glad to know that. I thought all this time, I thought I'm the only one who had holes in his shoes. Yeah, we both had holes in his shoes. Sometimes we try to wear each other's shoes, whichever one that was the best one. Figured out a way to put plastic, you know, your socks on. I think we put plastic over the socks and then put the shoes on. Yeah, it wasn't funny because, you know, sometimes we step on a rock, a pebble. And so I said, man, let's use this faith. And it was the time I wasn't going to come to church. And I said, man, I'm tired, boy. So I went. I had an attitude. Y'all know, nice, nasty. Praise the Lord, Reverend Dollar. Mm-hmm, praise him. Praise him. You need to praise him because I'm too tired to praise him. I done praised him all morning and night. I'm tired of praising him. Walked out there and they called me to the front, and first thing they pulled out of the bag was some shoes. I needed that. I just needed something. It just let me know that God cares. Because I realize it's hard to give financially when you don't believe that God will take care of you. So you ain't trying to give none to an offering because you don't believe that God will take care of you. And then you make up excuses for all the reasons why you don't do it. And the real reason is you don't believe that God, you can't trust. And so all of this mistranslations has got us to where we bought all of the con. We didn't stay in context, and then we took the text out of context, and we were left with the con. Not that people were doing it, everybody. We were just only teaching what we all knew. But when you know better, you can teach better, and when you're taught better, you can receive better, and you can live better. And that's all I'm trying to do. I ain't just trying to be a problem. He's just trying to be a problem, talking about all that stuff. Why don't you just keep it like it is? We had a lady call the office this week, talking about, y'all need to stay away from all that Greek. It wasn't but three Greek words. What are you talking about? You think we were sitting up here talking in Greek and Janet? I'm not sure why we as believers struggle with it being his faith and not ours. We realize that it's his strength. We realize that it's his wisdom. We realize that it's his righteousness. So why wouldn't we realize that it's his faith in us, that it's his faith through us? Here's a scripture that convinced me. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and 7 in the NLT. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and 7 in the NLT. Well, let's look in the King James and then the NLT. Oh, Father. For who maketh thee to differ from one another? And what hast thou that thou did not receive? Now, if thou didn't receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou had not received it? Now look at this in the NLT. For what gives you the right to make such a judgment? What do you have that God hasn't given you? All right, stop right there. Answer that question. What do you have that God hadn't given you? No, no, some of y'all really think, well, he ain't give me this. Just like my daddy, when we, you know, when my nephew, somebody asked him and he got a bike for Christmas, he said, they said, who got you that bike? Ryan said, Jesus. My daddy said, no, Jesus didn't get you that bike. I bought you that bike. Well, he didn't know. Some of us think the same way. No, that Jesus didn't. You don't understand, it took inhaling and exhaling for you to do whatever it is you do.
That's right.
It took divine protection for what was going to happen, what could have happened, what should have happened.
What do you have that God hadn't given you? And if everything you have is from God, why boast as though it were not a gift? Everything you have is from God. It's a gift.
Amen.
And you're boasting like it's not a gift, but something you earned. You're boasting like it's something you earned, something you worked for, something you should be congratulated for, something you should get a pat on the back for. He said everything comes from God, and you're boasting like it's not a gift. And he even said on our salvation, we were saved by grace through faith. He said, it's not of your own, lest any man should boast. The only time you boast is when you think you're responsible for it. You see why I got to take my time with this? There's a lot. It's like an onion. You just peel that onion, there's still another level, and you peel it, and then there's still another level, and you peel it, you still another level. That's why you can't come to church this month, and I see y'all in January. You liable to come back here and don't even understand what we're saying.
That's right.
What they talking about? You come back here talking about, yes, look at what I did in my faith. And people be looking at you like, Lord, you ain't been to church in a long time, have you? The word received, you remember the Greek word from last week, aris, is talking about the tense. What we've received from him is finished. It's finished. It's a finished fact. All that we have received, which includes his faith in us. His faith in us is finished. His faith in us is perfected. His faith in us is complete in us. And then if you go back to Galatians 3:27, he says, for as many as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. He's not talking about water baptism. I've seen preachers do that. Well, in order to put on Christ, you got to get baptized. He's talking about immersion into Christ. He's talking about our identity, that we're so in him that Christ is now my identity. Who was immersed or who was baptized into Christ? Notice what it is. He says, as many as. That phrase, as many as. And that's what Paul here is talking about in this verse. He's talking about baptism in Christ as it equates to those who died with him, those who were buried with him, those who are raised with him. He's talking about our identity. I identify with the burial. I identify with the death. I identify with the resurrection. This is my identity, praise God. Who is it that died with him? We did. Who is it that was buried with him? We were. Who was raised with him? We were. All right, watch this. All mankind, that is, you listen to me, all mankind. Everything I'm talking about, it ain't just for everybody in this room. You just accepted it. But all mankind, all were baptized, all were immersed into Christ so that we could live in the newness of life, so in the resurrected life, his life in us. And here's the sad thing. Not all yet are awakened to that truth. Not even everyone in church who prayed the sinner's prayer and asked Christ to come into their heart, has awakened to the fullness of his resurrection life in us. We don't believe that what Jesus did, he did and made it available for the whole world. They have yet to accept it. You have. Our job is show them Jesus. Show them Jesus. Let your life be a living epistle and show them Jesus so they can come to the place of realizing, oh, you mean I can have that too? Yes.
His strength is our strength. His wisdom is our wisdom. His righteousness is our righteousness. And his faith is our faith. And then in verse 28, he continues with mankind's identity being in Christ. They are no longer defined by their own personal identities. Huh? No longer, you're not defined by your identity as a Jew or a Greek or a slave or free or a male or a female, but all are defined by him. All are defined by Jesus. You can't define me no more as a black man. You can't define me no more as a male man or a female person. You can't define me. You can only define me by Jesus. My identity is Jesus, and that is what's under attack. He wants to attack your identity in Jesus. He can't get you. He can't see. The devil ain't gonna sit back and just let you walk around with your identity in Jesus. He gonna attack your identity just like he attacked Jesus' identity. When Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Spirit of God, and Satan came and attacked his identity. If you are the Son of God, because I don't believe you believe you are. If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. And Jesus was thinking, well, I can turn the stone into bread. But if I do that, I am defending something I don't need to be defending. I know who I am. Why do I have to prove to you that I know who I am? You're just trying to get me to doubt what I already know about myself. So I ain't gonna turn these stones into bread. Because I don't need your validation. I don't need you to validate my identity. I don't need you to validate my sonship. And that's what we got to stop doing. You don't have to approve. You don't need nobody's approval to have the identity that Jesus has given you. I don't need your approval. I'm grown. I don't need your approval for me to have the identity of Jesus. I ain't got to prove to you. Where is it? But I ain't got to show you nothing. I know who I am. I have the identity of Jesus.
That's the gospel, folks. That's good news. That's the good, glad, happy news that will make a man jump for joy.
What is faith? And what happens to your spiritual walk if you don't have the right answer? Creflo Dollar gets to the bottom of this and more in his Power Pack 10 message series, True Faith.
It's not his faith and our faith. He is the faith. He is the one faith. He is the founder and the finisher. The faith we have is his faith in us. It is a finished faith. It is a perfected faith. So ain't but one thing to do. Rest.
Gain a clear understanding of the definition of faith, how it relates to works, and how the faith of Christ impacts our daily lives. Secure your copy of this fresh word. Get digital downloads of all 10 messages for a love gift of just $30 or more. Simply visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore. Scan the QR code or call the number on your screen. Walk in true faith today.
Shout grace.
Three.
Shout grace.
Two.
Shout grace.
One. This is Grace Life on another level.
Go ahead and shout because you know that grace is working on your behalf. Grace will find you wherever you are. I'm
telling you that grace is abounding. Hallelujah.
Creflo and Taffy Dollar present Grace Life 2025, the new generation, July 10th through the 12th. Hear from inspiring speakers Mimi Haddad, Andrea Creighton, Flourish Peters, Kendra Ketter Chavis, David Winston, and gospel recording artist Ricky Dillard and New G. It's an unmatched experience the whole family can enjoy. Three unforgettable days of faith, music, and praise.
I believe this week is going to be a week of transforming you because the Holy Spirit's going to start working in you.
Don't miss it. Register today. Let's experience grace together.
I pray that this broadcast blessed you today. I want you to pray about sowing a financial seed into this ministry. I also want to extend a special thanks to those of you who have remained our loyal partners, supporters, and friends. Your financial support goes a long, long way. Your donations help equip us with what we need to send this broadcast all over the world. And when you give to this ministry, you partner with us to reach people everywhere who are hurting and in need of the revelation of God's grace and love.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
Salvation is the beginning of a new life for a believer. It is from this point that we can move into the fullness of who God has called us to be and see the manifestation of the finished works of Jesus. It is one of my greatest pleasures to help people to understand who Christ is and to lead people to Christ. If you would like salvation today, pray this prayer with me. Very simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I believe in Jesus. I believe that He died, that He rose again, and that He lives today. Come into my life. Save me. I receive you as my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with me, that's how simple it is. Welcome to the family of God.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.